may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's read one scripture before we pray. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and you will receive. You will be given much. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give it to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word is true. When we give, it shall be given back to us. Thank you, Father, that the tithes that we bring as worship unto you, acknowledging all that we have is yours. Thank you, Lord. We worship you with our tithes. We thank you for multiplying back the seeds that we sow. Thank you, Father, for prospering us in Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen. Hallelujah. Today we talk about a Passover. Passover, a type of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Today is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Amen. So, Israel was in Egypt in bondage for more than 400 years. Because of famine, they went down to Egypt. But they stayed there too long because that was not the promised land for them. They stayed beyond the time. And they were in bondage, pressed by the new emperor of Egypt, a new pharaoh. And then they couldn't take it anymore. They cried out to God, and God raised Moses in Egypt. Moses ran from Egypt into the wilderness at age of 40. And at age of 80, the Lord sent him back to Egypt to bring the nation of Israel out of Egypt. Before they came out of Egypt, Pharaoh, emperor of Egypt, refused to let them go. Refused to let them because they were all slaves. If all the slaves leave Egypt, nobody will do all the dirty work. If all the migrant workers leave Singapore, nobody cleans the street, nobody clears the rubbish, then all the construction will stop also, right? Well, it was an economic problem. So Pharaoh refused to let them leave Egypt because more than 2 million of them just left Egypt. Nobody do all the dirty work, right? Nobody cleans Pharaoh's palace. So he refused to let them go, and God had to allow altogether 10 plagues to strike Egypt. And before the last plague, most severe plague, where the spirit of death is going to sweep through Egypt and all the firstborn will die, including the firstborn of the animals, before the last plague swept through Egypt, God instructed Moses to eat the Passover. Today we will study what the Passover is. So, Passover eaten in Egypt. Let's talk about the Passover eaten in Egypt before they left Egypt, before they crossed the Red Sea. Now, these are all the types of the church. Bondage in Egypt was a type of unbelievers. Crossing the Red Sea, parting of the Red Sea speaks of salvation. Amen. So, let's read the first scripture. Exodus chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. From now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. Verse 3. And now announce to the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb. In those days, that was a type of Jesus, or a goat. For a sacrifice, one animal for each family. If the family is too small, then share the lamb with your neighbor. Verse 7, Exodus chapter 12, they are to take some of the blood after they slaughtered the lamb. That's the type of Jesus' blood on the cross. After you slaughtered the lamb, and the lamb must be perfect. The lamb must not be sick or blemished, because God does not want a sick lamb to be offered to him. And this lamb is to be offered to the Lord, sacrifice. God doesn't want a sick one. Amen. So when we worship him, we can be healthy, we can be healed, because God doesn't want a sick body to worship him. Amen. We always can get our healing, right? Amen. If our body worships him, he will keep you in perfect health. Amen. Furthermore, in the New Testament, you know, we, this body is the temple of God. You see, we can see healing even in some of the scriptures. We are the temple of God. God doesn't want a sick temple, right? He wants a healed temple. So he'll heal the temple, this temple, and then the temple that worships him, right? Verse 7, they have to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and on the top door frame. Top, the blood must be smeared on the sides and on the top. The house where they eat the animal inside. So it's a type of Jesus. Jesus died. That's why in the gospel, Jesus said, eat my flesh. Amen. They all ran away from him. He said they don't want to eat his flesh. Verse 8, Exodus 12, That same night, they must roast the meat over the fire. Jesus was roast in hell, fire, and eat it along with the bitter salad greens and bread made without yeast. Without yeast speaks of, actually without yeast means without sin. Along with bitter salad green, roasted. Then verse 9, do not eat any of the meat raw or boiled in water, because Jesus has to be completely burned in hell. Right, the whole animal, including the head, legs, and internal organs, must be roasted over fire. It must be roasted. That's where all your roast meat comes from. We all today all eat roast meat. Verse 12, do not leave any of it until the next morning. Burn everything wherever it is not eaten before morning, because Jesus is a complete sacrifice. Finish. Amen. So it's the time of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Then verse 11, these are your instructions for eating this meal. Be fully dressed, wear your sandals, carry your walking stick in your hand, eat the meal with urgency, for this is the Lord's Passover. Every time God gives an instruction, we always see in Old Testament, New Testament, be quick to obey, be ready to move, be ready to obey, be ready to move. Amen. Every time, you know, when we delay, we are just giving time for the devil to sow doubt into our mind and not move with God. Amen. That's why we always must cultivate this attribute, this attitude, this characteristic of quick to obey Him, right? Don't ding-dong. The more you delay, you're just giving time for the devil to sow doubt and unbelief. See here again, fully dressed, ready, or any time. We are ready. If any time God moves, we are ready to move. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are ready to make changes, ready to move in Him, and for this is the Lord's Passover. So we find here the principle of being quick to obey the Lord's instruction. They were to be ready, dress, and eat the meal urgently. That means not delay and always be ready to move when He leads. They were to eat all the roasted meat, burn the remaining, right? Learn the principle of completely following the Lord's instruction. Blood must be applied to the sides of the door and top of the door frame. It speaks of complete covering and protection. There was going to be a last plague that will sweep through Egypt and kill all the firstborn, including the firstborn child in each family. In the Egyptian family, and the firstborn of the animals will be killed. Not God killed, God just allowed it. So God gave Moses the instruction of the Passover for each Israel family. When they apply the blood on the doorpost, nobody will die in their family. It speaks of when we're under the blood of Jesus, you shouldn't die early. Amen. Amen. You can always believe to live long. Believe God to be healthy and live long. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God gave Moses the instructions of Passover for each Israelite family to follow to protect them from the plague. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. On that night, I will pass through. Now you read English literally, you think the Lord passed through, right? On the night I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down. Now, you read literally, God is the one who strike. No? But no, He allowed, because we will see it. And I'll strike down every firstborn son and firstborn male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. You read that way, God is the one who kill everybody, the firstborn. But no, the blood on your doorpost will serve as a sign marking the house where you are staying. When I see the blood, I will pass you by. I will pass over you. Now, you read literally. Now, God is speaking here. The Lord is speaking. When I see the blood, means I pass. But that's not the actual meaning. This plague of death, you see, it's not the God who killed them. It's the plague, right? It's the plague. What's the plague? Coronavirus is one of the plagues. Plague of death. Now, this plague of death is associated with the death angel, we will see in another version. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now, did God strike? No, He says the plague. I strike, the plague strike. Who strikes? I strike or the plague strikes? See, God is still on the throne. He didn't have to come down and then swipe everybody, you know. Amen. So, the plague that strikes, so I strike. Is there any plague in heaven? No, there's no plague. There's no coronavirus, SARS coronavirus in heaven. There's no sickness, no coronavirus, no plague in heaven. So where did He get it? It's all on the earth, right? Who created it on earth? It wasn't God. When God created heaven and the earth, there was no plague. The plague was on earth after Adam and Eve sinned against God, and Satan took dominion over the earth. Then there was plague and disasters, earthquakes and tornadoes, all kinds of tsunami. Wasn't God created? God created it. No, He created the earth perfect. Right now, where the plague came from. But you read, in the Old Testament, He said, I will strike Egypt with the plague. And I told you many times already, the Hebrew language, there's no causative verb, only permissive. So instead of I allow this, instead of saying I permit it, it says I cause it. Instead of saying permissive, I permit it to happen, then they wrote it as I cause it to happen. No, God's not a killer, amen? So He said, the blood on your doorpost, a sign. When I see it, I'll pass over you. The plague of death will not touch you. That means it will not enter when I strike the land of Egypt. Amen. So after they ate the Passover that night, the plague of death swept through Egypt. God allowed this plague by lifting His grace over Egypt. There's no plague in heaven, and God allowed the firstborn to be struck down. Pharaoh will not release Egypt, so He decided to lift His grace of protection over, allowing the plague of death to sweep Egypt. Where was the plague? It's always been in Egypt all along. So when we look at the next verse, we will see that there's an angel of death in connection with the plague of death, and this angel of death does not come from God. Amen. It's not in heaven. Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through the land to strike down the Egyptian, but He sees the blood on top and the sides of the door frame. The Lord will pass over your home. God, why pass over? God shouldn't pass over. The plague should pass over. Correct now? God, don't pass over my home. Stay in my home. You should stay in my home and let the plague pass over. Right? I mean, God, you pass over, the plague will come in. Right now? No, but you read scriptures, it says it. When He sees the blood on the door, top and the side of the door frame, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit His death. Now, His death angel. It's not His death angel. Other versions say it's the destruction to enter into your house and strike you down. But this shouldn't be there. His death angel. Death angel is not His. Right? Death angel is not His. So, destroyer is not the Lord. The plague of death is associated with the death angel, which is not the Lord's angel. The Lord's angels are all holy. And the Hebrew word for Passover comes from a root word with this definition, Passover. But actually, it has the root word that means not to pass over. Actually, the root word means not to pass over. When I see the blood on the doorpost, I will not pass over. That should be the exact translation. That's the root word. It means not to pass over per se, but rather to defend. See, that makes more sense. When I see the blood, but do you think the Lord comes down and every house, God, how you defend and protect every household? No, God didn't have to come down. He sent His holy angels to be at the door, to defend and to protect, and the plague angel of death cannot enter their household. Since young, I was told. I wasn't born again when I was young. My grandmother told about, we heard about all this. You may have heard, you're bringing the plague into your house. And normally, the 小鬼, you know where they put it? 放在房间里面的卧室里面, put in your bedroom. You know what kind of demons are those? And normally the prostitute will worship those kind of demons. So one, you don't bring those kind of things into your house, right? Second thing, be born again, have the blood of Jesus over your life, He will not come in. Third thing, of course, obey His instruction. We tell you go for surgery, don't go and say, I don't need surgery. Learn to follow His leading, you won't be in trouble. Obey Him. When He says, get baptized in water. Don't ding dong. Amen. So, the word Passover, the root meaning, actually means not to pass over per se, but to defend and to protect. So the Lord will protectively cover the house of the Israelites and will not suffer the destroyer or allow the angel of death, and that's associated with the plague is brought by the angel of death, caused by the angel of death, to come into your house when He sees the blood. And this was the type of Jesus' blood that was sacrificed and Jesus' blood is on our life. Believe that you're protected. Amen. Now, I'm going to show you a scripture. When they took Passover, they were sick. And Hezekiah prayed for them, they were healed. Pastor, does that mean that I will never be sick? Believe it, you will never be sick. You won't die of sickness and disease. But you're sick. Hezekiah, he prayed for Israelites. They were healed. There's healing in the Passover. There's protection of the plague. There's healing in the Passover. Amen. Passover means to protect and to defend. But at the same time, you know, I didn't go and, you know, pray and meditate. And when they say take the COVID jab, he said above 60, better take the COVID jab. I'm below 60. I'm 39. You know? So I still just going to take the COVID jab. But if you don't want, also can. You know, you just believe that you're protected. I'm not saying you cannot, but don't blame me. You die of COVID. So the Lord will protectively cover the house of Israel, will not suffer the destroyer to enter in. It is the destroyer who seek to enter the houses, and the Lord rebuffed him, standing guard by the house of his people. Who stand guard? The Lord? The Lord came down? No, his angels, his holy angels, stand guard at the door of the houses of the Israelites, and the angel of death could not come in. I always remember the early years, you know, we had prayer group in two persons' house. Both were landed properties. That means they were rich. When we were there in a prayer group in the house, I sensed at the gate, the iron gate in front, there were demons standing there waiting to come in. Of course, took authority, commanded not to them. You must instruct the people in the house, you know. There were demons standing in the gate waiting to come in. So the angels stand at the house of Israel because of the blood of the animal, blood of the lamb, the animal, not Jesus' blood, the lamb. They apply it on the side poles and the top of the door. So the blood is a sign to the Lord. When I see the blood, when I see the rainbow, it's the same. When I see the rainbow in the Noah's Ark, I will protect you, not the negative idea. I will pass over and omit you. No. Not that I will pass over and omit you, but I will protect you. Amen. So the Hebrew word for Passover is similar to the Egyptian word meaning to spread the wings over in protection. Passover has the same Egyptian word. When I see the blood, I will protect you, and the Lord will protectively cover the house of Israel and will not suffer the destroyer to enter. Who were the ones who will cover and protect the house of Israel? It were the angels. When the angels saw the blood on the side posts and top of the door frame, the angels will protectively cover the house of the Israelites. The Lord's angel will not allow the angel of death to bring the plague of death into their house. And the angel of death and the plague will pass over any house of Israel with the blood on the sides and the top of the door frame. So the Passover speaks of protection. Amen. Now, Jesus is our Passover. What we are talking about is Holy Communion. There is health and healing in Holy Communion. There is power when we partake. That's why we all must come to church, because we partake of Holy Communion. We come under the power of divine health and healing. It keeps us healthy and healing. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So there is, of course, there is grace, means there is benefit in coming together as the body of Christ, meeting together, not watching, listening through Zoom at home. Amen. I'm proud of this church. I told other pastors, I said, the moment we come back for service, my people never argue. They all come back for service. They never say, oh, I'll stay listening through Zoom. No, they all come for service, right? Talk about y'all. John 10, verse 9, Jesus said, I'm the door. See, that was the type of Jesus, the door. By me, if any man enters in, how? Be born again. That's how you enter in, to be in Christ. He is the door. How do you enter into the presence of God, into the door? Jesus is the door. What does it mean? That's why we need to accept Jesus as our Savior. Believe he died and rose again. And he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Jesus said, I'm the door. On his door, whose blood? Jesus' blood is on the door. Amen. That's why I always say, I refuse to die of sickness and disease. I didn't say I will never be sick. If not careful, I mean, when I sleep, I don't like to use air conditioner. I open the door and 4 or 5 a.m., sometimes the wind is so strong, I forgot I need to put on a T-shirt. Man, I caught a cold. It was bad. I forgot. When I remember, I put it on, well, it was okay. You see, right? That doesn't mean you believe that you'll be healthy. That doesn't mean you don't take care. I mean, you go to Dongbei and then you don't wear any what? Huh? You don't fool, and then you, of course, you know, right now, hello, Chloe. Melbourne is not Singapore. One day, four seasons. Amen. But I say that I refuse to die of sickness and disease. Amen. I refuse to be poor. Amen. Rich is better. To be rich is better than to be poor. So I prefer to be rich. I refuse to be poor. Amen. So if Jesus is the door, then whose blood is on the door? His own blood. And his blood continues to flow. We don't have to slaughter the lamb every year, right? Because Jesus is still the sacrificed lamb now, and his blood is still flowing. So we don't need to slaughter an animal. He made it easy for us. And the blood continues to flow. There is protection. That's why I don't pray for protection. I claim my protection. I got the blood of Jesus that covers me. When I sense danger, I command the angels to hold the wings of the aircraft. You know how Brother Hagin prayed? He said, let's go over to the other side. He spoke to the angel. He said, angels, let's go over the other side. Amen. So if the blood is on the door blows, Jesus' blood is on the door blows, and how he protects you, the angels. I don't pray for protection. I just thank God. I thank you, angels, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood. Amen. You need healing, deliverance. You need to, You don't despise his blood. How can the devil, angel of death, enter the house when the blood is on the doorpost? Know the truth will set you free. Ange. Amen. 1 John 1:7 says the blood continues to cleanse us. You've eaten poison, of course, going to find an antidote, right on. So, the Father continues to protect us, cover the house, and do not allow the destroyer to enter into the house. And we are the temple of God, his house. We are the body of Christ, and his blood continues to cleanse us and covers us. Because of the blood of Jesus, God continues to protectively covers the body of Christ. It does not allow the destroyer to destroy the body. We individually are members of the body of Christ. Only one exception. He will protect you, but not your way, his way. He will heal you, not your way, but his way. Amen. Why? You can claim protection, but you still need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why the Word of Faith teaching brought back the teaching on how to follow the leading is very important. You can claim scriptures. You don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, it does not work. Then you follow the letter of the law, that's death. You must follow the spirit of the word. Amen. You can always believe God protect you. But same time, you listen. Listen to the Spirit. Amen. Oh, my daughter wants to go here, go there. Listen to your Spirit. Amen. Yes, He'll protect. But listen to His instruction. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He puts the Holy Spirit in you. It's to protect you, to instruct you, to lead you, to guide you. That's how He protects. He protects you. How He protects, many a time He leads us. That's how He protects us. He protects us. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have the fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses. This word cleanses means continuous. God is light and Jesus is the light. The Holy Spirit is the light. We have the light in us because we have the Holy Spirit of light in us. We are the children of light. We came out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's no darkness in us. There's no darkness in our spirit. So we are walking in the light. Christians who don't even go to church, they are still walking in the light. Their spirit, but not outwardly. Amen. Their life is not walking in the light, but their spirit still, because the light of the Holy Spirit is still in there. So there's no darkness in us. So we are walking in the light. Hence, we have fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses, continues. And continues to cleanse us from all the power of sin. Amen. The word cleanse is a verb, present, active, indicative verb. The blood of Jesus speaks of the power of God that cleanses. It's an action word. That means it's active. Not just some scripture you read. No,
The power of God is actively keeping the power of the devil away from us, keeping the power of sickness and disease away from us. Amen. It's the power of God. Cleanses is an action word. The cleansing action in process is not in a state of completion. That means it never ends. It continues to cleanse. And the blood is still performing the action of cleansing, and the cleansing action is real, and it is actually cleansing now. Amen. That means keeping sickness and disease away. In other words, the blood of Jesus, the power of God, is still in the process of cleansing us and actually cleansing us and really cleansing us continuously without any indication of its completion. Because of Jesus' blood, and Jesus is our Passover lamb, we can believe we have protection from disasters, war, plagues, and all kinds of diseases. Amen. So, we can believe that no plague, an angel of death can enter into my body, the temple of God. You want to live healthy and die without sickness and live long? Believe this. But at the same time, follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does that mean believers will not sick? If the plague or disease do get into the body, we can pray and we can have our healing. We do see an example of Israelites eating the Passover, and King Hezekiah prayed for them because they were sick. Healing in the Passover. Jesus is our Passover. Remember, sick, get your healing. But when you get your healing, I keep saying, you don't dictate how you get healed. Amen. I told you a story. One of my alumni had a breast cancer. I told her, I pray for you now. Go and see the doctor after this. And I prayed, you know, the tumor in her breast shrunk 95%. And she didn't want to go for surgery. I said, go and get it removed completely. She didn't want to go. 3 months later, it got worse. The tumor grew even bigger. This time she had to remove, she had to go chemo, all kinds of stuff. I was told she's still alive today. And that was about 10 years ago. Yeah, more than 10 years ago. Because we did the second seminar in the 5-star hotel. She came, she was still alive, I was told. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1. King Hezekiah now sent word to all Israel and Judah, and he wrote letters of invitation to the people of Ephraim and Manasseh. He asked everyone to come to the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover of the Lord, the God of Israel. Now, this is 700 over years later, after the first time they partake of Passover in Egypt. Now, this is 700 over years. I cannot remember 700 exactly, 765 or 700 over years later, after the first time they partook of Passover. Verse 15, 2 Chronicles, verse 30. On the 14th day of the second month, 1 month later than usual, the people, not the Levites or the priests. Here the problem is the people are not supposed to. But here the people slaughtered the Passover lamb. Because the people wanted to take, the priests didn't want to touch it. This shamed the priests and Levites. They find that the people slaughtered, they're supposed to do it, they were ashamed. So they purified themselves and brought burnt offerings to the temple of God, the priests and the Levites. Now verse 16, 2 Chronicles 30. Then they took their place at the temple as prescribed in the law of Moses, that means the priests and the Levites, the men of God, they took their place in the temple. The Levites brought the sacrificial blood to the priests, who then sprinkled it on the altar. Altar speaks of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That's the altar. Amen? Yeah. This event took place 765 years after the first Passover was instituted in the land of Egypt. During King Hezekiah's reign, the people removed all the idols and celebrated the Passover. They also began to slaughter the lamb. The people began to slaughter, which they were not supposed to do according to the law of Moses. Then verse 17, since many of the people had not purified themselves, they slaughtered the lamb, the Levites had to slaughter their Passover lamb for them. At first, they didn't do it, they were ashamed. Because the people were so enthused, they went to slaughter. Since you priests and Levites didn't want to slaughter, we slaughtered, but they were unclean. But in those days, you know, the priests and the Levites need to go through some cleansing ceremony before they can slaughter the lamb. Because the lamb speaks of Jesus, and Jesus is pure and clean. Amen. The Levite had to slaughter the Passover lamb for them to set them apart for the Lord. Verse 18, most of those who came from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, and have not purified themselves. But King Hezekiah prayed for them, and they were allowed to eat the Passover, else they were not allowed to eat the meal anyway, even though this was contrary to the law. Now you see the mercy and grace of God. They broke the law, Hezekiah prayed, it was okay. They broke the law of Moses, but Hezekiah prayed for them, the grace of God forgive them, mercies of God pardon them. And they were allowed to eat the Passover meal anyway, even though this was contrary to the requirement of the law. For Hezekiah said, may the Lord who is good pardon those, means forgive them. Amen. Then verse 19, who decide to follow the Lord, the people turn away from the idol and turn back to God to follow the Lord of their ancestors, even though they are not properly cleansed for their ceremony. That means they broke the law. Verse 20, and the Lord listened to Hezekiah's prayer and healed the people. There is healing in the Passover. They would have died, you know. They slaughtered the lamb, ate the Passover when they were unclean. They would have died. Hezekiah prayed and they were healed. So they could eat the Passover without going through the cleansing ceremony. So he prayed for the people unclean so they could eat the Passover without going through the ceremony of cleansing. Here we see God's mercy and grace. We have Jesus as our Passover. We believe no plague will afflict our body. But if it does, we may pray and the Lord will heal us. And we pray and the Lord say, go and see doctor, take medicine. Better go and see, right? Thank you, Jesus. So in conclusion, in the Old Testament, the Jews celebrated the Passover, commemorating the deliverance from Egypt's bondage. Symbolically, they were portraying what Jesus would do on the cross of Calvary for us and the world. When we partake of Holy Communion, we look back to Jesus on the cross. On the Passover, they look forward to Jesus. So Holy Communion remembers what Jesus did, and Passover anticipated what Jesus was to accomplish. Passover was a look ahead, a look forward to the cross. The object used in the Passover were prophetic picture pointing towards Jesus and what he was to accomplish. Amen. So there's protection, there's healing, there's help in Jesus, the Passover lamb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Passover doesn't mean keep Passover. Actually, it means not to Passover, but actually is to protect and to defend. Amen. Praise God. So. This is not some ritual, no. There is power in Holy Communion. That's how you stay healthy. It's one of the things that help us to stay healthy is understanding and partaking Holy Communion. Not just partake, okay? Understand. That's why while we explain what's the purpose of Holy Communion. Amen. If we don't understand Holy Communion, then we are partaking it without faith. Faith must come with knowledge. Amen. Okay, let's take the bread. Bread, we eat in remembrance of Jesus. He died on the cross for us. He died on the cross, he died for us. He shed his blood, he went to hell for us. And you don't have to give up anything. There's no condition attached. You can always accept Jesus to be your savior so that you don't go to hell because he went on your behalf. Right? You don't have to pay any price at all because Jesus paid the price. The price that he paid, one can pay. That's why you don't need to pay. That's why it's by grace you are saved. But there's nothing you can pay for the blood of Jesus. There's nothing you can use to purchase the blood. The only way is to just accept it as free gift. So it reminds us, and when he was hung on the cross, he was whipped 39 times. That's why I'm still 39 years old. 所以今天你知道为什么我还是39岁？他在他边上就是三十九个边上。But 不能够打第四十遍，他就是了，所以39遍 39 stripe. Amen. By his stripe on his body speaks of that's by his wound we were healed. We were healed on the cross. We were healed before we were sick. We were healed when you are ever sick. We were healed when you receive your healing. Because sickness and disease is a plague, is an oppression of the devil at the door waiting to enter in. Sometimes it got in and afflict your body. But we can always chase him out because of the blood of Jesus. And there's power in the blood. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the body of Jesus that's broken for our sickness and disease. And by his stripes, we were healed. Let's bring the bread and eat. Let's open up the cup. When we take this cup, drink from this cup, we remember the blood of Jesus shed when he was on the cross. The blood speaks of his death. He died for the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him will have eternal life. There's no other condition. All you need to do is believe that he died and rose again for you. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. You shall be saved. No other condition attached. You don't have to give her anything at all to be saved. And he went to hell on our behalf as our substitute. When we leave this world, we go straight into heaven. And the cup reminds us of his resurrection. Let's speak of life. When we enter Jesus, the door, we have life. We have eternal life. We have his blood continue to cleanse and cover us, his protection. We have eternal life. That means when we leave this world, we go to be with him and live eternally with him forever. This cup also reminds us that Jesus is coming back again for us one day. It also reminds us, as 1 John 1:7 says, his blood continues to cleanse us. Actual, factual, non-stop, continuous, active. It's an active verb. It's still cleansing us right now, keeping the powers, sickness, out of our body, away from us. And it protects us. It speaks of his protection. His angel protects us from any kind of tragedy. And also, you know, reminds us that the Holy Spirit lives inside us to lead us, follow him. There will always be safety. When you're in a plane, you cannot escape anywhere else. They just command the angels to bring you to the other side. Will be on the other side and you'll come back safely. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Let's drink from the cup. Amen. Amen. In Egypt, there has a type of the Passover. They were protected. Now we have the actual. Jesus is our actual Passover. How much more? There is protection, health, and healing. In Jesus' mighty name, you are protected. Amen. On the cross, let's stand. He poured out his love on us, for us, on us,